News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Now, later today, Permanent TSB will face questioning in front of the Finance Committee after agreeing to sell its controversial Project Glass loan portfolio to Stark Mortgages, an affiliate of the so-called Vulture Fund Lone Star, for €1.3 billion. The sale has been intensified political debate over whether banks in majority state ownership should sell mortgages to other financial institutions. And join us to discuss this is Labour Party TD and member of the Finance Committee, Joan Burton. Good morning, Joan.
Good morning.
I take it you're not too pleased with this sale. What's the problem with it?
Well, I think at this point in time, in terms of the homelessness and the housing crisis, that we have to actually look at all proposed deals like this through the perspective of the simple question, is this going to make more families homeless? Is this going to add to levels of stress and uncertainty? Bear in mind that within this package, there are people who have literally put their life and their family's life into actually meeting the arrangements that they agreed with the bank and are actually meeting the commitments that they entered into with the bank.
Okay, now, so what have they to worry about then?
The bank is trying to clean up its balance sheet. It's simply saying we can sell these mortgages at a fairly knockdown price onto another company and they can then manage them from now on. But there is no guarantee, Paul, absolutely no guarantee that some of these families who are struggling
I have to stop you there, Joan. This is very emotive language you're using. I'm going to have to put it to you. This is, you're grossly exaggerating this situation and you're trying to instill fear in these people who has 10,700 mortgages at the heart of this. And the reason I tell you that is because there is no evidence. Unlike any other country in the world, repossessions are not happening here in Ireland.
Well, Paul, just let me say this to you, that we had a bank crash like no other country in the world. And I think everybody would agree, no matter what side of the political fence they come to, that's what's happened in Ireland. And as a consequence,
Joan, let me stop you for a second. You're going to have to get into the present day. Present day, Joan, with the greatest respect.
Absolutely.
You were a member of the government for 5 years. Now, I'll ask you about that in a second. What did you do to ensure that these people aren't worried? The point I'm putting to you, unlike any other country perhaps in the world, repossessions aren't happening here. The courts are not allowing them granting repossessions. As well as that, you don't want the bank to repossess homes. You don't want the banks to sell off non-performing loans. What do you want?
What I want is a structure that the government would actually develop, because it is their job to manage. It's not just their job to do Twitter accounts and media statements. It's the job to actually manage what is a really severe crisis that in many ways is undermining democracy in this country.
How?
That we have an increasing number of people who are actually homeless or at risk of homelessness, notwithstanding that we have a small but steady supply now of new homes being built. And really, what we have to say to ourselves in the context of the crisis that we face in the society, do we actually enter into deals or allow banks to enter into deals which make the crisis worse while we are still trying to resolve the crisis for those people who've lost their homes and those people who are in danger of losing their homes? Remember, I don't know that many people know this, if you get a notice to quit, either from a landlord or from a finance company which has bought mortgages like this, if you go down to your local authority, in theory, it should be possible for the local authority potentially to take on that particular home. But that system actually hasn't worked for most people. And secondly, the local authority will not be able to house you in any way until such time as you actually become homeless. Now, what I'm saying is that in terms of the government, they seem to be emotionally detached, to be honest, from the issue of homelessness. They are talking about it, they're studying it, they're putting new temporary solutions in place, but none of them are really working comprehensively, and this proposal today is going to add to the problem.
Okay, listen, but Joan, with the greatest respect, you're going off on a tangent there. There's 10,700 people at the centre of this particular tranche of loans. The proof is, and the fact is, that when people are paying their mortgages, as you're saying, they're putting their life's work into paying their mortgages like everybody does, they're not going to, there's no evidence that they're going to lose their homes.
Well,
you're trying to instill fear in them.
Because we know from the history of what's happening with how these mortgages are working out that that's not true. There are, of course, people, if what you're implying is, there are, of course, people who have not engaged with banks. And that is certainly a difficulty for the banking system. But at the same time, what's happened, the constituency I represent, Dublin West, has large amounts of homes, young families. And, you know, Paul, maybe my perspective is influenced by the fact that I know some of the families really working hard to pay the mortgage. And this is an added uncertainty.
Well, a lot of people would say it's an unfounded fear to be afraid of a vulture fund if you're paying your mortgage. They also have a reputation of vulture funds for doing deals with people because they're more realistic than some of the banks.
I absolutely agree with you on vulture funds being ready to do deals. There's every evidence of that. But a lot of the families who are struggling to pay, they are not actually capable of doing such deals. And they're just able to deal with what's happening at the moment. Now, the government could step in and give some kind of guarantee and reduce or eliminate their risk of actually losing their home. They're losing their home at the moment will do nothing for the rest of us.
But the point is, we have to point out a public health warning on this interview, is that these people who are paying their mortgages in PTSB are not going to lose their homes.